You might be looking at that favorite pair of work trousers or that heavy-duty canvas jacket and thinking it's ready for the rag bin just because a button popped or a zipper pull snapped off in your hand. I've been there, standing in the garage or the mudroom, frustrated that a perfectly good piece of gear is sidelined by a piece of metal or plastic no bigger than a fingernail. But we don't toss things out when they're bruised. We fix them. Taking care of your own gear is just as much a blue-collar skill as changing your oil or fixing a leaky faucet. It's about the pride of maintenance and the refusal to be defeated by a small mechanical failure. Before we even touch a tool, I want you to feel the weight of the garment in your hands and really look at what we're dealing with. If it's a button, we're looking for where the old threads pulled through. If it's a zipper, we're checking the teeth to make sure they aren't bent or missing. A zipper is really just a series of tiny interlocking tracks, and the pull is the engine that drives them together. If the engine is gone, but the tracks are straight, we can get that train back on the rails without much fuss. I remember one winter when I was out clearing brush in a heavy Carhartt coat. The wind was cutting right through me, and I reached down to zip up, pulled too hard with my gloved hand, and the metal tab just sheared right off. I was so cold and annoyed that I tried to force the slider up with a pair of needle-nose pliers I had in my pocket. I didn't take the time to understand the tension, and I ended up crimping the slider so hard that it locked onto the teeth and never moved again. I ruined a $100 coat because I chose force over finesse. That taught me that even in the soft world of fabric and thread, you have to respect the mechanics of the fastener. When we get ready to fix a button, we aren't just looping string. We're looking for a needle that can pierce the fabric without tearing a hole, and a thread that's strong enough to handle the tugging of a workday. I prefer a heavy-duty nylon or a waxed polyester thread for work clothes. You'll want a pair of small snips or a sharp knife, and if you're working with thick denim or canvas, a thimble or even a small pair of pliers can help push that needle through the stubborn layers. For the zipper, we're looking for a replacement pull. You can buy these in kits, or in a pinch, a small split ring like the kind on a keychain works wonders. If the entire slider is gone, we'll need a new one that matches the size stamped on the back of the old one, usually a number like 5 or 8. Let's start with that button. I like to double up my thread, pulling it through the eye of the needle so I have 2 strands of equal length, then tying a solid overhand knot at the end. I don't just start poking holes. I look for the original footprint of the button. You'll see the little scars in the fabric where the old threads used to live. I come up from the inside of the garment, poking the needle through the fabric, and then through one of the holes in the button. As I bring the needle back down through the opposite hole, I don't pull it tight against the fabric. This is the secret that most people miss. You need a little bit of a shank or a tiny gap of space between the button and the cloth. If you sew it flush, there's no room for the other side of the garment to fit underneath it, and you'll just end up ripping the threads out again the first time you sit down. I usually place a toothpick or a matchstick over the top of the button, between the holes, and sew right over it. This acts as a spacer. After about 6 or 7 passes through the holes, I pull the toothpick out and lift the button up. Then, I bring the needle up between the button and the fabric, not through a hole this time, and I wrap the thread tightly around the base of the stitches 4 or 5 times. This creates a pillar of thread that protects the stitches from friction. Once that's firm, I push the needle back through to the inside, tie off a couple of secure knots, and snip the excess. You'll feel that button now has a bit of give to it, which is exactly what lets it survive the stresses of a long day. Now let's look at that zipper. If the pull tab is gone, but the slider, the actual boxy part that moves, is still there, the fix is easy. You'll see a little metal bridge on top of the slider. That's where the pull tab used to hang. I take my replacement pull, or my small metal split ring, and use my fingernail or a flathead screwdriver to open the loop. I slide it under that bridge, and let it snap shut. It should swing freely. If it feels stuck or tight, it's going to put weird angles of pressure on the zipper teeth, and eventually cause a blowout. Give it a test pull. You should hear that familiar crisp metallic zip as the teeth interlock. If the slider itself is broken or missing, we have a bit more surgery to do. We have to get to the very top or bottom of the zipper track. Usually, there are little metal stops at the ends that look like tiny crimped staples. I use my needle nose pliers to gently pry the top stop off on the side where the slider normally sits. Once that stop is out of the way, I can slide the old broken slider right off the top of the track. I take the new slider and carefully feed the two rows of teeth into the wide end of the slider. This part takes patience. You'll feel a bit of resistance, but don't force it. You want the teeth to enter evenly. Once you feel them catch, pull the slider down an inch or two to make sure it's engaging the teeth correctly. Once we know the zipper is tracking straight, we can't just leave the top open, or the slider will fly right off the end the first time you use it. I take my pliers and crimp a new metal stop over the top tooth where the old one was. If I don't have a replacement stop, I'll use my needle and that heavy thread to sew about 10 thick loops over the top two teeth. This creates a bump that the slider can't get past. It's a soft stop, but it's surprisingly effective and has saved many a jacket in my time. When you're finished, run the zipper up and down a few times. It might feel a little stiff if it's been sitting broken for a while. I like to take an old candle or a bit of graphite from a pencil and rub it along the teeth. This acts as a dry lubricant that won't attract dirt or sawdust the way oil would. You'll notice the sound changes from a dry, scratchy grind to a smooth, rhythmic hum. Take a second to look at what you've done. You've taken something that was technically broken and made it functional again with nothing but a few simple tools and a bit of patience. There's a quiet satisfaction in knowing that your clothes are held together by your own handiwork. It's one less thing you have to buy, and one more thing you know how to maintain. We move through the world a little more confidently when we know we can handle the small breaks as easily as the big ones.